This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Spain has announced 812 new deaths from COVID-19 on Monday. It has also confirmed more than 6,000 new cases, making it the third country, along with the United States and Italy, to surpass China's reported total. Spanish authorities put the country on lockdown 2 weeks ago to try to stop the rapid spread of the virus. The Russian capital, Moscow, instituted new restrictions Monday to curb the spread of the virus. People are allowed to leave their homes only to perform essential jobs, shop for food or medicine, or deal with a medical emergency. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari announced stay-at-home orders for the country's capital, Abuja, and its largest city, Lagos. He said that travel to and from other parts of the country should be avoided. Authorities in Zimbabwe ordered a three-week lockdown starting Monday, while similar measures in Nepal, Slovenia, and Argentina are being extended. In the United States, which has the most cases worldwide, the state of New York has passed a somber milestone. Its death toll has passed 1,000. Hospitals in New York City are expecting some relief with Monday's arrival of the Navy's USNS Comfort hospital ship, which will clear space for coronavirus patients in New York City hospitals by taking those in need of care for other conditions than the virus. Its sister ship, the USNS Mercy, began taking patients Sunday at the port of Long Beach outside Los Angeles, California. U.S. President Donald Trump announced U.S. guidelines on social distancing to prevent the virus from spreading would be extended to the end of April. And Italy, which by far has the most deaths and has been under strict lockdown for weeks, reported more than 750 more deaths on Sunday. It saw signs of hope, however, with a slowdown in new infections. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.